This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. After an exciting long weekend, we are back with all our exclusive stories in India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app has introduced a simple and efficient interface. Do download it and check it out now. And moving on to our top stories for the day. US President Donald Trump is on a two-day visit to India. On our Money Control exclusive story, we tell you how Adani Group is showing interest in Air India. We also give you details of Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani's fireside chat with Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. And lastly, we'll talk about how the government may permit unlisted Indian companies to list overseas. On our first story, we discuss how India welcomes US President Donald Trump. Trump is visiting India for 2 days and his first stop was at Ahmedabad, and right now he's in Agra as we speak. To give us more details of his itinerary and his visit in India, I have with me my colleague Nachiket Deuskar. Hi Nachiket, thank you for joining in.
Yes, Anvita. So, US President Donald Trump, US First Lady Melania Trump came to India today. They are on a two-day visit, and of course, Trump's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner, who are both senior advisors to Trump, are also accompanying them. There's a huge U.S. delegation which is coming with them. So they landed in Ahmedabad this morning just before noon and drove straight away to the Sabarmati Ashram in the city. The beautiful visuals coming out of that ashram where Trump is seen spinning the charkha, the traditional spinning wheel used by Mahatma Gandhi. And of course, Trump was also gifted a lot of things by India, including Mahatma Gandhi's the three monkeys, see no evil, say no evil, and hear no evil as a gift. One interesting thing was Trump did sign the visitor's book at the ashram, but he did not mention anything about Mahatma Gandhi at all. He just thanked, in the visitor book, he thanked Prime Minister Modi for the visit, saying it was beautiful and wonderful, I'm sorry. But he did not say anything about Mahatma Gandhi. Then they drove to the newly reconstructed Motera Cricket Stadium, which is now the world's largest cricket stadium. It has surpassed the MCG. But there was this huge event organized at the stadium. It was said that about 1.25 lakh people were expected to attend that event. And of course, Trump and Modi both addressed the crowd. So Trump lauded Prime Minister Modi for the recent developments in the country and said that India had actually developed under Prime Minister Modi, and the fact that Mr. Modi was able to become the leader of the country, even though he started as a chai wala, that showed potential in India's story in general. He also made special references to DDLJ, Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge, the popular Bollywood film, Bhangra dance, and he also spoke about Sachin Tendulkar and Virat Kohli. So all these things sort of got the crowd going. Prime Minister Modi also addressed the crowd, and he spoke about the opportunities that that US companies had when it came to manufacturing in India. He also spoke about the increasing trust between US and India and how this relationship was based on trust. After this event, as we record this podcast, Trump and the First Lady are on their way to Agra in Uttar Pradesh, where they will be visiting the Taj Mahal in the evening. That will be the last event of the day. Prime Minister Modi is not traveling to Agra. And then POTUS, as he is called, the President of the United States of America, will then fly to New Delhi later in the night.
Right. Nachiket, what is expected to happen tomorrow?
Yeah, so what happens tomorrow is that the day will start with a ceremonial reception at on the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan. That's how India welcomes heads of states when they come to Delhi. And Trump will also call on President Ramnath Kovind later. Then Trump and Melania Trump will travel to Rajghat and pay homage to Mahatma Gandhi there. After that, Trump will go to Hyderabad House and hold bilateral discussions with PM Modi. They are expected to discuss a wide range of issues. And as Trump mentioned today, they are likely to sign a defense deal worth $3 billion. This is primarily about the military helicopters that India wants to purchase. Meanwhile, Melania Trump will be going to a Delhi government school to interact with students there. And after all of this concludes, Trump is expected to hold a CEO roundtable of sorts at the US Embassy in New Delhi. And then they will proceed to the airport for departure.
Thank you so much, Nachiket, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita.
Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani had a fireside chat with Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella. To give us more details of the conversation, I have with me Money Control Siddesh Rao. Hi, Siddesh. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anvita. Thank you for having me here.
Siddesh, what was the reason for Nadella's visit to India?
So, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella had come to Mumbai to attend the Future Decoded CEO 2020 Summit. This is an event that's hosted by Microsoft only. He's expected to take part in another summit on the 25th of February, where he'll be attending Microsoft's Future Decoded Tech Summit in Bengaluru.
Right. Siddesh, what all did they talk about?
In broad strokes, both of them were discussing about India's growth trajectory in the future. And Reliance Chairman Mukesh Ambani had even pointed out that the digital aspect and the technological growth will be driving this growth story in the coming future. He had even went on to say that India would be possibly amongst the top three countries in the coming decade. And this is mainly on the back of the strong technological push that's going to be happening in this decade. Later on, they also spoke about how the India that Donald Trump is going to see in 2020 was vastly significant from that of previous decades. Mm. And a lot of it had to do with, once again, the technological push that has been taken forward. He even spoke about the arrangement that Microsoft and Reliance will be having. He went on to say that this partnership that both the companies will have will be working with businesses ranging from all spectrums, from startups to micro enterprises, merchants, shopkeepers, and even large enterprises to create a new India. He even went on to say that all these business owners have the potential to become Dhirubhai Ambanis themselves. Mm. And this collaboration just looking to untap, or rather to tap into that potential.
Mm.
Mukesh Ambani even highlighted how India has really evolved in terms of using data and internet connectivity and penetration.
Hmm.
And I'll just quote from what he said. Prior to the launch of Jio, the average internet speed in India was 256 kbps, which increased to 21 mbps as average mobile speeds. The price of data in this country was 300 to 500 rupees per GB, but with the launch of Jio, prices have come down to as much as 12 or 14 rupees per GB,
mm.
end quote. And he's even gone on to say that it is this kind of phenomenal change that has fueled digital growth and has resulted in Digital India as a movement, which was started by the Prime Minister, is becoming more and more a people's movement today. He even went on to say that about 380 million people have shifted to Jio's high-speed 4G network.
Well, moving on to our next story, the government may permit unlisted Indian companies to list overseas. Siddesh, what would this mean for Indian businesses?
Well, Anvita, this is definitely good news for those businesses that are looking to list themselves abroad.
Hmm.
It's going to be a lot more easier for them.
Hmm.
Previously, Indian companies would only be able to access these other markets, which are outside of India, by using something like global depository receipts or GDRs. Or in case of specific American markets, it would be the American depository receipts. It's using these kind of instruments that like IT companies in particular, like an Infosys, is able to list on overseas exchanges. But now definitely with this rule coming in, they could definitely make it much more easier for companies to list on exchanges outside of India,
hmm.
while still being registered in India itself.
Right. Siddesh, what was the rationale behind this move?
So the whole Riyadh media reports that had quoted officials saying that the whole reason behind this was to keep encouraging these businesses that to register themselves in India. This isn't particularly with reference to ID companies because a lot of them want to list abroad and they figured that it was much more easier to do that by just registering their companies abroad and to rather incentivize these companies to continue registering themselves in India. But if giving them the convenience of listing into exchanges abroad without the current ways of using ADRs or GDRs, they have gone ahead and most likely would table an amendment according to these media reports to make an amendment to the Companies Act, and they would most likely be passing it through Parliament.
All right. Siddhish, also could you please tell our listeners what other changes would be considered?
So other proposed changes would be the decriminalization and a reduced compliance burden. The Ministry of also... The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, according to these media reports, is also considering the mandating of large unlisted companies to file their quarterly results on the MCA 21 portal and define these class of companies that will be covered under the proposed law. More or less, these are the few other changes that might be coming to the Companies Act soon.
Right. Thank you so much, Siddhish, for all those insights.
Thank you so much, Anvita.
Well, moving on to the divestment section, Adani Group has shown some interest in Air India. To give us more details on this exclusive story, I have with me my colleague Ruchira. Hi Ruchira, thank you for joining in. Ruchira, we heard Adani Group is eyeing Air India and talks are in the preliminary stage. Can you please share with our listeners more scoop on the story?
Adani Group has reportedly expressed interest in buying Air India, which has been in the works for a long time. The privatization process of Air India has been in the works since 2018, when the first attempt happened. This is the government's second attempt to sell the airline. Money Control's Ashwin Mohan, in an exclusive today, he reported that the Adani Group is looking to acquire the airline, but Adani Group has not yet reached a final decision. The deadline for bids is March 17. So any potential suitors have time till then to decide whether they want to invest in the airline or not. At the moment, the other frontrunner for Air India is the Tata Group, which of course, if such a deal happens, it would be a roundabout of sorts because Tata used to own Air India. They founded it until it was nationalized after independence. Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekhar recently said that it's too soon to make a final decision. So both these frontrunners have yet to decide whether they will bid either as a conglomerate or individually. At this point, it seems unlikely that any interested party will bid on their own. For instance, a few weeks ago, there was a report saying that the Tatas might bid along with Singapore Airlines. Singapore Airlines, as you know, operates Vistara as a JV along with Tata Sons. So there was also news that Vistara might get involved and make a bid. If Adani Group wins the bid for Air India, this would be their first investment in a domestic airline. They already have a company called Adani Airports, through which they operate a few airports. They recently won a number of bids for operating various airports across the country.
Thank you so much, Ruchira.
Thank you.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.